Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Thank God, amen. Thank God, amen, for a wonderful, amen, yet another day, amen, to be in the midst. Praise God. Here we are, amen. We're live in the studio just one more time here in WCNO 89.9 FM here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. I would like to say greetings to all that is out there this morning. Amen. Our listening audience, we thank God for you, and especially you. This is Minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry. Give greetings unto you in the name of Jesus. We certainly want to thank God, amen, for our producer here, amen, at the studio, Pastor David Frank Kier. Amen. I'd like to also, amen, congratulate him on his 54th, amen, wedding anniversary, him and his wife. I mean, to know that that is a blessing, amen, for a man and a woman to be together, amen, that time, brought up in the unity, amen, in the sanctification, amen, of the Lord. We can endure, amen, when we got one mind, amen, on one track, on one accord, amen, doing what thus saith God, amen, glory to God, amen. So congratulations, amen, Pastor David, glory to God. We thank God, amen, for our being here this morning, amen. We count it as an honor and a privilege, amen, to be able to come before you, amen. We don't take it for granted. Glory to God. One more day just to get it right, amen, before the presence, amen, of God. As being a believer, amen, one more opportunity, amen, to get to know God more, amen, to be more, amen, enlightenment, to be more spiritual, to be more elevated, amen, in the word of God, to know him more, amen, in this trying times, amen, that we're living in, amen. And for the unbeliever, amen, it's one more day for you to understand that you need to take up the cup of salvation, amen. And that I'm telling you, I want to enlighten somebody, encourage somebody this morning that the joy of the Lord, amen, is your strength. Only thing you need to do is call upon the Lord, amen, at this hour. Call upon him now, amen, because he's a most gracious God. He'll never, amen, leave you alone. But one thing God cannot do, friend, and that is fail you. God would not disappoint. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I'm reminded when Jesus made his debut over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came on the scene, glory to God, and he did not disappoint. A lot make their debut, amen, on today. Movie actors, amen, professional athletes, amen, make their debut, glory to God, amen. And it seems to be great, amen. Amen. But I'm trying to tell somebody this morning, amen. But when they make their debut, it ain't all cracked up what you thought it was going to be. It ain't shaped up what thought it was going to be. Amen. That they made headlines all over the place, amen, as advertised. Amen. But I come to tell somebody, encourage you this morning. Amen. Jesus is advertised. Amen. One crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight, what John the Baptist said. Said that whose shoes I'm not even worthy, amen, to unlatch, glory to God. So we thank God, amen, amen, for who he is in our life. We thank God for his love, his majesty, his power. We thank God that he's continued to make a way, amen, when it seems like there's no way, amen, to be made. We thank God that he's continued to open doors, amen, doors that have been shut, doors have been closed, amen, in your face, in your lives, amen. But God is yet, though, still on the throne. We want to go before the Lord in the word of prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, O Lord, for such a time as this. We thank you, O God, for life, health, and strength. First and foremost, O God, we thank you, O God, for your son, Jesus, O God, that your son, him, O Lord, to be the propitiation for all mankind, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, for the rain, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the latter rain, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, for the peace, oh Lord, and tranquility, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the petitions, oh Lord, that and the sacrifices, oh God, that we done put before you, oh Lord, and that you're God, that you answer prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for all what you have bestowed upon us, oh God, that we might, glorify you, oh God, that we might come into a place of know who you is, oh God, in our lives, oh God. Somebody needs you out there, Lord, this morning, that's on the other side of this radio right now, God. We ask, oh God, that you will touch them right now from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, oh Lord. I ask you now, God, to send the anointing, oh God, that destroys every yoke, loose every chain. Oh Lord, you say you'll bind up the brokenhearted to proclaim liberty unto the captives. Oh Lord, set the captives free right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, where would we be if it would not have been for the goodness of the Lord, amen, who was on your side this morning, friend. Friend, just be encouraged this morning, amen, knowing that God would work everything out for your good. I heard the Bible say that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord, who are called according to their purpose. Amen and amen. We'll be so careful and honorable, oh God, to give you all of the praises, all the glory, oh God, in your wonderful and mighty, faithful name. In Jesus' name, let us say amen and amen. We glory in our tribulation, as Paul said, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, by the love of God which is shared abroad in our hearts. The love of God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And we live in a day now that we need to get to know him much the more. Every hour draws closer, amen, that we need to understand, amen, the plan and the purpose, amen, and the goodwill, amen, what God have put in store, amen, in our life, amen, amen. A lot of times frequently we say amen, amen, and I be in the spirit, and I say amens a lot, and I done heard some that say, you say amen a lot. Well, amen, 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 and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Verily, verily. Amen. The word, amen, translate into the Greek word, amen, which means this is the binding truth. And another term is so be it. Another term means certainly. I heard the Bible say in 2 Corinthians, that first chapter, that 2 Corinthians, that first chapter, 20 verse say, for all the promises of God is amen and are yea and amen and unto the glory of God by us. Literally means express our gratitude toward God, making our petition, our request, being known unto God. Amen. The affirmation, if you will, and the confirmation and the solemn truth. Amen. The solemn oath. Amen. This ain't the court of law where you testify to say to prove nothing but the truth, so help you God. Amen. In the court of law. That's from man's standard. I testify to say the truth. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Now, what a name that we can come in. Amen. But the name, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, the pedigree representing, amen, God. If you've been born again, amen, you're representing, amen, God, the pedigree, amen, the love of God, the intuition, amen, of God, the desire, amen, to want to praise God, the desire, amen, to want to get to know him more, the desire, amen, to deny my way, amen, and to pick up my cross daily, pick up your cross, friend, daily, and follow after Jesus. And by this means we know, amen, that you are his disciples, because how you are characterized, amen, and brought and paint a picture, amen, of God and how God and how you go about doing your thing. I heard John the Baptist said that I may decrease, amen, while he increased, amen, inside. And you know, John the Baptist began to baptize Jesus, amen, in the river of Jordan. And when he had baptized him, amen, the Bible says that the angels, amen, descended, amen, the dove, amen, ascended, amen, from heaven, amen, and they ministered, amen, unto the Lord, amen, unto Jesus, and there was a voice cried out and said, this is my beloved son, amen, for I am well pleased, amen, in the name of Jesus. So we got to understand that water, our text going to be coming out of that Genesis, the first chapter, amen, and the water of one water, H2O, is something that we essentially need in our body. amen, to be able to basically live. Water is something that is desperately needed. It's a requirement. Everybody must have it. You go to think about cars. Cars need water to run through the engine. God put water on this earth. He simply solidified water. And as you look into the text in Genesis here, amen, in that sixth verse, when it said, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Amen. And the word water was mentioned three times here out of them first three passages of verses here in Genesis. And the word water simply means that we must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And water simply is a symbolic, amen, meaning that if we go down, amen, in the water and in faith. See, you can go down in the water not in faith, and nothing ain't changed in your life. Nothing, there's not a new beginning. There's not a fresh start. There's not an anointing. There's not the Holy Spirit dwelling upon you. So when you're being dipped and you're being going down in the water of a rebirth, amen, there's a transformation that turns into an affirmation, amen, and to affirm and to solidify, amen, and to know, amen, that I am different, amen, than what I was before. Not as far as a natural birth, as David said in that 51st Psalm, saying, sin did my mother conceive me. I was conceived in sin. And as I came out of my mother's womb, amen, I was shaping into iniquity, amen. And sin did my mother conceive me. Well, he was brought into the world. We all have brought into the world of a sinful, amen, that the world is sin, amen, when we came into the world. But for one man's sins, amen, was disobedient. And then another man, righteousness. Obedience of another was righteousness. Amen. With the first Adam, amen, sin, but was made a living soul. But the second man, Adam, was from the Lord, a spiritual birth. And that one of Jesus, amen, that brought us into a replication, amen, and a ratification that we will rectify, amen, and correct the things that in our life by being born again of the Spirit and of the water. And I'm reminding when Jesus was on the cross, amen, when they pierced him in his side, it was blood and water that came out his side, was symbolic of the baptism. Amen, of the Holy Ghost, and it echoes, amen, all through the gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ. It go all through the gospel of the book of John, amen, glory to God. When Jesus was at the well with the woman, the Samaritan woman, Jesus need to go through Samaritan, amen, through the well. Amen. Jacob, where who we gave to the son of Joseph. That's another symbolic meaning. Amen. And Jesus began to speak to the woman, said that the water that I give you, you will never thirst again, for the water of living water, the water of life, the water of that you can live. Amen. A holy and a sanctified life. Amen. That representing, amen, the goodness, amen, of the Lord, the virtues, amen, of God, glory to God, and to understand in the glory, amen, and all the institute, amen, and the love and the sincerity, amen, that you can live a life, amen, that's promising, amen, to God, that you don't have to be thrown aside by every wind and doctrine, glory to God. But Jesus began to tell the woman, if you know, Jesus was thirsty. The Bible said that Jesus was thirsty. Jesus was weary. weary, amen, on his journey. So you know, Jesus was a man. We got to understand he was a man, but he was God, amen, that walked this earth, amen, here. But he was thirsty afterward in a physical realm. So I believe that Jesus actually wanted a drink of water. Amen. But he had a purpose and a plan, amen, while he was there. I don't want to go into the story about the woman had, you know, five husbands and all that, you know what I mean? But I want to basically, amen, just concentrate, amen, focus on why Jesus went through there, amen, to give birth, amen, to this woman. And this woman wanted to take of this living water that Jesus, amen, have to offer. Because Jesus said, the water that I give you, amen, it shall spring up in you, amen, and to a water of everlasting, amen, life. Glory to God. For the things that you're seeing on this earth, they're just temporal. We're just passing through as pilgrims, amen. We're just walking, amen, through this earth, amen, now, because he's coming back one day. And if you don't have the living water, amen, which God has required, you can't go back to the Father, amen, the water that it will sustain us, the living water that we will never thirst, amen, again, amen. Blessed are those, the Bible said, who hunger and thirst, amen, after righteousness. I'm reminded just the other day on another aspect, amen, a metaphor, if you would, that I run. I actually literally run down the road and I run miles. And, you know, I try to take care of my physical man as well as my spiritual man. And we have to do that. The Bible sows the cloud when John said in 1 John 3 in that second chapter, beloved, I wish you above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul will prosper. Even as thy soul will prosper and be in health. And these days now is just a blessing to be in health these days, you know, because a lot of have took place and people are getting sick among us. Amen. But if you're getting sick, I know a doctor that who can heal you. Glory to God. Glory to God. But God inquired of us for us to take care of ourselves. Amen. And do the essential things to take care of ourselves and to go through the precepts and the concepts and take the initiative steps to take care, amen, of ourselves. Glory to God. But I was doing some running the other day. I talked to Pastor David about this here. Pastor David is a man also, too, that works out and take care of his body and everything like that. And we had to take care of the temple of God. Amen. But it was a hot day. It's starting to get hot now. It was a hot day, and I was at mile 4, and I wanted to get 5 in, and it was very hot. And I just didn't run just with my physical. I had my clothes on, but I had on a sweat bag, you know, with a suit. And I was very sweaty and I was fatigued and I was very tired at the time, but I had one more mile to go. And it was a tough mile to go because it was hot and I had on another set of gear that had about 100 degrees of weight, 100 degrees of temperature gauge, I'm sorry, in it. And it was, I felt very fatigued at the time, but I had to go the extra mile. Amen. I had to go within. I had to dig deep. Amen. Within. Amen. I had to keep on going. The determination, the tenacity, amen, not to give up, amen, to continue to keep on going, because that's something that I wanted to do. It was in the physical realm, in the aspect of things. But after I got through running, I needed to get some drink in me. I needed to hydrate. I had to get some water in me. I was very, very, very thirsty, amen. So I began to drink, and I felt better, amen. So this is a metaphor. Amen, if you would, to how that we need Jesus the more in our life when we're going through this spiritual walk and this spiritual battle, amen, that we're facing. I mean, that every day what we're going through is a spiritual tug of war. Amen. It's a thing that we don't, you know, being of a place and of a persistence, amen, and not as far as being, you know, this is not strategic where we're strategizing everything, but this is the will of God, amen, in a one's life that you get to know him now in the fullness, amen, of his power and in the fullness of his resurrection. And all each and every one of us have an account, amen, to give glory to God. But we must grow in strength. We must grow, amen, within ourselves, amen, that we can continue to fight, that we can continue to stay, amen, on the battlefield, amen, just like that thirst that I was thirsting, amen, that I needed this water, this H2O, amen. And then I began to receive my drink, and then I felt better. It's the same thing with the word of God when we're going through our trials and we're going through our tribulations, amen, in our life. But we got to understand, amen, that there's somebody who greater on the inside of us that can take us to a place, take us to glory, and take us unto virtue. For all things that have pertained unto life, God has given us, amen, power, amen, to be able to withstand, amen, not by might nor by spirit, but by my power, amen, saith the Lord, that I can overcome, that I can endure unto the end. And the Bible says that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be, amen, saved. Glory to God. Realizing and understanding that, be not deceived. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, that 15th chapter, verse 33, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Paul began to talk to the church here in Corinth, and he began to just tell them about the old man, and the old man must die. To be fruitful. And God told us to be fruitful and to multiply. Go and subdue the earth that he created man in his own image and in his own likeness. God had created the earth in 6 days. But you know, when he created the earth, he made the firmament. And he separated heaven. He put water in the midst of the firmament, which is heaven, and the earth. And God created the cattle and the beasts, and he made that all for man. And that's me and you. He created all things, and all things was now ready. Glory to God. And he made man last. After that, after all things was already prepared. God thought so much of us to do that because, you know why? Because we are precious in the sight of God. I'm talking to you this morning out there. You are precious in the sight of God. You are a jewel in the sight of God. But the only way that we can, or you, my friend, can sustain, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And that's the Spirit that be of God, that you can be revived, that you can be set free, that you can understand the love, you can understand the pivotal, and it's crucial for you get to know him now in this hour. But to come to God, him that come to God must first believe that he is, that God exists. He exists. You know, he's an existing God. He was there when you was in your weakest hour. When you was weak, then God is made strong in your life. Amen. If you're surrendering yourself unto him, holding fast to that which is good. Evil communication corrupt good manners. What is that? What is I'm saying? I'm being born again of the water and of the Spirit, and I'm changing basically my ways. I'm new places, new things, new people. I'm turning all my positive energy over to God. Everything that I have lies on the inside of me. I'm surrendering unto the Lord now. I'm not hanging with the same crowd no more. I'm steadfasting in the word of God. I'm believing on the precious promises of God. Amen. I'm realizing and understanding that the calling that is upon my life, there's a new beginning in my life. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, that 15th chapter, verse 4-4, it is sown a natural body and is raised spiritual body. There's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. Glory to God. So when we was natural, in the flesh, we do things of the flesh. But that is born of the flesh is born of the flesh. That is born of the spirit is born of the spirit. Amen. And this is how God cannot, amen, identify, amen, when our flesh. The Bible says flesh and blood should not inherit the kingdom of God. Neither shall corruption and have an incorruption. Amen. But to be born of the spirit and of the life. And the kingdom of God, friend, is within you. You are the kingdom of God. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. It begins with you on the inside, amen, of you. The only reason beginning inside of you, we have to rest in the Lord. Just rest in the Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 37, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And I believe, I'm a firm believer now that a lot of time we don't want to rest in the Lord because we feel as though God is not moving fast enough on our terms. See, God, the Bible said that God is long-suffering. The word long-suffering is long-suffering. It's long-suffering, meaning you have to wait. Our time is different from God's timing. You being faithful over few things, God will bless you over many. But first of all, we have to be faithful with a few things. He's not going to give us a large amount, an astronomical amount of things. And don't be fooled, friend, when you see people of God, they're being blessed and everything. Them people done put in their time for God. Them people anointed, amen. They done sacrificed for God. And so too many times out when we tell folk that, you know, too many for the blessings. No, you got to get to know God first. Don't come over to the Lord's side because you want to be blessed. No, come over to the Lord's side because you're ready to make a change, a reformation, amen, if you would, in your life. Amen. And then he'll bless you. Amen. That will blow your mind. Amen. Get to know God now. The spirit. They speak the words that are speaking in your spirit and in our life. No flesh and blood shall inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. We need to realize and understand the purpose and the plan. He said, the thoughts I have for you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. The thoughts of peace, the things that God want to show you, God want to solidify you. Amen. And right there in your heart. Amen. Right where you've been going through. Amen. But we have to come out of the natural and tap into such a greater source. Amen. That God can take us where we need to go, because he loved you just that much, that he gave, amen, to each and every one of us. So we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, friend, for we can be able to sustain in an hour that we can have. I'm reminded when the early church in the book of Acts, when Peter began to tell him, repent ye therefore every one of you for the remission of sins and be baptized in the Holy Ghost. See, Peter done made a lot of mistakes at times, but he was born again. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, that fully come. We thank God for being here. God bless you and may heaven smile upon you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
Hi, God bless all of you at WCNO. I try to listen up here in the Fort Pierce area. I really enjoy the Grace Emmanuel Church and also Charles Stanley. I'm so glad that you broadcast his messages too. God bless all of you and have you in my thoughts and prayers, all that you